Hey, Herb, this is your girl, Reggie, and this is Spark Up PVD.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Your boy Ruben, Spark Up PVD, alongside Christina. Regina's still on vacation, so we here, baby. What's going on, Christina?
It's lit.
Hey.
This is the middle of the summer. Day trip was announced. I hope y'all got your tickets. I'm going to be there again. I said I wouldn't go, but here I am with the ticket, and I got my t-shirt package.
And the whole squad is going.
The whole squad is going this
time. So pull up, because we're going to be there. You know, come mingle with us.
I hope you got your outfits ready, because it's lit. If you didn't get your ticket, I don't know what to tell you at this point.
And you know what's crazy? Everybody's going to be trying to pull out some crazy outfit because it's not in a dirt yard.
Yes!
So you're going to see people doing the most.
I was already thinking about, like, damn, I could get, like, fresh, like, for real. But anyway, so Regina's still not here. Shout out to Regina. Bija's on vacation. Yeah. Shout out to Bija. She'll be back in time for August 7th. We have something very, very, very special planned for August 7th. I cannot wait to tell everybody what it is.
Just be on the lookout.
And so today's question of the day is, what is your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure. Are we talking guilty pleasure as in I shouldn't do it? And
something you do that you're like, damn, if people find out I do this.
Because there's guilty pleasures, but there's some that you don't disclose.
Hold on, let me face
it. At all.
I don't even want
to
know.
Like, you know, there's people that like to, you know, stick their fingers between their feet and eat it.
Ever seen
that show on, I think it was TLC.
No, that's a show, not real life.
No, like, this was real life things that people used to do.
That's mad nasty. What's your, like, guilty pleasure, though? What's something you do on the low? And, like, you know, if someone finds out, they'll judge you. It doesn't have to be something you do. It could be something you watch, something you listen to, something you eat, something you intake.
I ain't intaking nothing.
Yes. Pause.
Nah, but guilty pleasures. So my stepmother once made a ceviche. It wasn't shrimp. It was bull balls. Throw all the pauses in the air right now. Pause.
It's really not that deep.
But yo, pause. Bull balls were tasty as fuck. I'm sorry.
So that's your guilty pleasure?
Yeah, I would definitely eat some bull balls again. Pause.
I think it's disgusting.
Like, hold on. Let me explain to you how tasty they were.
No. Why, like, you just want to talk, like, about how tasty bulls are? Like, bull's balls? Is that you want to do this?
Listen. They were so tasty. I had to lick my fingers after. It was like
finger licking good.
Make you want to smack your mama. That's how good it was.
Out of control.
Yo, I was like, wow. It opened a new world for me. Oh, it was just like, damn. I couldn't believe that I was eating bull balls and they were good.
Just stop.
You know, even though I tried to throw it up, but it was so good that my mind was like, damn, you already ate it.
Well, it is what it is. But my guilty pleasure is also food. It's a tie between McDonald's and Swiss rolls. The McDonald's thing, not so much, because I'm shamelessly addicted to it. Like, I don't care who knows. But I know, like, when people are like, oh, my God, you're eating McDonald's? Like, oh, my God, it's mad bad for you. Like, yes, it gives you the shits and everything. And then the other one is Swiss rolls. I could eat the whole box. And I know damn well that I shouldn't, because it has mad sugar. All right, let's move right into the culture shock. So first thing for the culture shock is...
I always got to do that.
We got to add it in. We got to do a different sound by the side.
Regina, where you at?
We're going to get it right. So Kid Fury, who is a YouTube vlogger and comedian and co-host of the podcast, The Read. Coincidentally, I'm wearing a Reed t-shirt today. Shout out to The Read and Crystal West. I love her so much. So Kid Fury, who started off as a YouTube vlogger and transitioned over to a podcaster like ourselves, was now granted the opportunity to
executive produce
and also co-write with Lena Waithe. I think that's how you pronounce her last name, who is also the creator of The Chi, which is a show on Netflix, I think. And it's based off of the South Side of Chicago, who stars Jacob Lattimore, who is so fine. But a lot of young black actors. So Lena Waithe and Kid Fury are partnering up to do a comedy series, a dark comedy series, based on a 20-year-old Greg who is a sarcastic gay black man. If you didn't get the hint, the show is going to be about Kid Fury. We don't know 100%, I mean, if it's going to be 100% based on his life, but yeah, it's based on him, like, as a person. Yo, a that's character dope. That's gonna be that's so dope,
because
dope.
Because I've seen Kid Fury, you know, obviously on The Read, and he's always talking about how he's always talking about his gayness.
Yes, he's
and he's very, very open about it, you know. And I'm just happy to see someone that I've seen, or, you know, not seen but hear often, you know, come up.
Exactly, the up is beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing, because, you know, really, like, you know, and especially when you see it happen before your eyes. You know what I mean?
You're watching the journey.
You're watching the journey happen.
Shout out to Spocka. What is life without progression?
Facts.
So Kid Fury, look out for that. That'll be on HBO. Another celebrity who's doing something lit is LeBron James. LeBron James opened up a school. He says he doesn't want to call it a charter school, but it's like a charter school because they selected random students. It's for students who are at risk, so low-income students who are in bad homes. Like, yes, exactly. So kids who need it the most. So it'll be 240 third and fourth graders who will make up the class at the school, which is called I Promise, and it opened up this week in LeBron James' hometown of Akron, Ohio. And what I like the most about this school is that there's other things besides education in this school, and they have a support circle for students after lunch and GED courses and job placement for parents. So not only are they helping the kids, but it's going to be more of a family thing, which I think is missing in the public school system.
Yeah, because you're not only helping the kids,
you're helping the parents. So you're helping everybody just progress. So that's really dope.
Shout out to LeBron James. You know, a lot of people like to criticize the man, but, you know, you can't criticize a good thing.
Yeah, he's been doing amazing things. He's more than an athlete. So I commend him for that. He took his blessings and he's spreading his blessings.
You see, this is where I wish Regina was here.
I know. She'd be having the word.
I tell you.
She'd be having the word. So the school is launching with only third and fourth graders, but plans to add grades each year until it houses first through eighth grade in 2022, which is only like two years.
Not even 2 years. A year and a half from now.
No, you can't do math. It's 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Damn, I'm already in 2020. That's why.
Bruh, slow down. We haven't even gotten to 2019.
Nah, I'm always thinking ahead, so.
So the classrooms will hold 20 students per teacher, which is pretty intimate. And they plan to spend $8.1 million over the next 5 years. Congratulations to LeBron. This is a big, big move for Ohio, for students of color all over the world to see, you know, that there's people that do care. You know, unfortunately, it's not big enough for every black student or student of color or anyone, really, because it doesn't have to be, you know, white people struggle too. So it's a good look for Ohio. You know, LeBron James is not the only mogul out here doing things.
A lot of the big stars are actually doing things. It's just that they don't get publicized.
They don't. And, you know, and it says a lot about your character that you don't do it for the show. You don't do it for, like, the kudos. But at the same time, I think that it's inspirational when they do release.
Yeah, sometimes you have to just so you can. Because sometimes putting that stuff out, you're not just showboating, but you're sparking the mind of someone else.
Sparking
the mind of someone else to actually go out and do the same thing.
And last, and definitely least, because California is doing the most. So California is looking to ban removable plastic bottle caps. They want to also restrict plastic straws. So if you don't already know, California is big
on environmental
things. You know, throughout the state, they do this thing where all major corporations shut down their lights. Most of their lights. Target does it too, but we only do it in the summertime. So they shut down their lights, I think it's for an hour or two, and it saves them millions of dollars, and it also saves energy, obviously. And, like, recycling is mandatory, as it is here. And there was something else that they were really big on. But yeah, so California is a very green place. And so now they're looking to ban removable plastic bottle caps. And because I guess there's an overflowing amount of bottle caps.
How many people are throwing their bottle caps on the floor?
But California is a big state.
Yeah, but it's huge. You can't. I don't know. How many bottle caps can you actually throw on the street at once?
Maybe people are out here littering bottles. I don't know. But
they're going to do drive-bys with water caps?
The straws, I understand, though. Because if you don't need the straw, there's no need for the straw. Mm-hmm. You know, you save plastic. You save paper, obviously. But the caps is a little crazy.
I think it's mainly just because of the type of plastic it is.
No, because then... because they're not saying they want to change the material. They're saying they want to make it so that the bottle caps are attached to the bottles. So that you don't lose the cap or drop it. So now you're forced to recycle.
So everybody's losing it.
So, no. So this is... We're getting...
It sounds silly to me.
We're getting to the goal here. So what happens is that when you recycle the bottle, because you lose the cap, or usually people throw it in the garbage, you're not recycling the cap. So there's thousands of caps being thrown away. When, like you said, because of the material, this type of plastic is more valuable than the bottle itself, because you hear them, they sound like paper. They're not made how they used to be made, these water bottles.
The plastic back then used to be hefty.
hefty. Even Snapple. Snapple's not in glass anymore. Yeah. It's a plastic now.
Yo, the other day I bought a Snapple and I went to pop the back. You know how you buy the boop, boop,
yeah,
boop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, I was like, this is not glass.
It's not glass.
Like,
anymore.
I literally bent the bottom of the bottle.
It's crazy. But, you know, I'm all for it. I'm all for it because we're not thinking about the future. Oh, actually, I wanted to add, I don't have much information, but I just thought about this. Did you see all the garbage that they found in DR in the ocean?
Yeah.
That is wild. But it was ridiculous. There's pictures
all over.
That's
been floating around the Atlantic Ocean for years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's...
They call it Garbage Island.
Well, I guess what happened is that it's moving ashore. So it's moving to the land. So now people are aware of it and it landed in DR. Out of all the places.
So
jeez.
Just know that every place in the Caribbean is probably going to get a nice...
Load of trash. Shout out to all my Dominicans. So, yeah, that's the culture shock.
So let's get right into the topic of the day.
This topic, it was a toss-up. I didn't know if I wanted to store this for later because it's such a juicy topic. Mm. But the topic of conversation for today is, when it comes to men being touched inappropriately compared to women, do you think there's a double standard?
That's spicy.
Before you answer, I'm about to be mad sexist. To be fair, men aren't usually sexually objectified like women are. So I think that the reason why women are treated with more delicacy is because of the sexism that we've all been taught.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you tap... Like, I mean, you tap a guy in the butt, you know, they do it in sports.
I'll wait to say my 2 cents after you're done, because
I'm already sounding mad sexist. This is crazy. Like, you know, I have a confession to make.
Right?
And I'm going to share this with my listeners because I love y'all. I really do. When I'm feeling saucy in the club, if I see a hot guy, I do touch his chest. I do. But it doesn't go beyond that. It's not like I'm like squeezing. Well, no, I've squeezed pecs before. I mean, but I just feel like, again, it's a double standard. If it was him that did it to me, I would have been like, you know, it would have been a slap to the face or something. But I don't know. That's a tough question.
Can we all just be equal? I mean, we're fighting for equality. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know. It comes with the territory.
Have you been touched inappropriately by a woman?
A few times.
Like
where? Places that you shouldn't
like your
be
package.
Touched. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just like...
How did you react, though?
It was the weirdest thing in the world.
Was
you're
it
not,
weird, though? Was it?
No, it definitely is.
Was
just because
it?
You're not expecting that.
Okay, yeah.
So being that you're not expecting it, it's like, wait, what just happened?
But you liked it.
You
can't see, but
you like
is smiling.
I liked it, but I was also confused. So it was like, I don't know how I should react. I'm like, kind of like in shock.
Okay.
You know, so basically, like, when you do get touched, and then you kind of feel violated at the same time, because it's, like, weird. It's super weird. But, you know, me as a guy, I never went around touching girls'
booties.
You know, booties and stuff, so... Or to me, it's weird. You know what I mean? Unless I had permission.
I mean, our president is telling us to grab girls by the pussies, so...
But how many people you know that actually...
No, I don't know.
Let me walk up to that girl and grab her pussy.
Like, that's mad. That's a white thing.
That's a weird old man. Oh, white old man thing.
That's very pedophile-ish.
I've heard...
Of the booty slap. Talk. Quote,
locker room talk, but not like that. Oh, I'm gonna grab her by the pussy.
I've heard
guys say crazy things, but never that crazy.
That's weird. That
is super weird. But you
know
what I mean?
But I remember being younger and like guys daring other guys, like, oh, you say you won't go touch her butt, but it was frowned upon. Mm-hmm. But when a girl does it, it's different. It really is different. It's not looked at.
Not only you know what I mean? A girl can literally go up to a girl and not really know her and just grope.
No.
Another girl's butt.
No.
Listen, because I've seen it done before. And usually,
where do you go?
Usually, a lot of girls are cool with it if it's a woman.
No. No. Mm. I mean, maybe if it was like SZA or Jennifer Lopez, but that would never happen.
I've been in clubs where girls are like, and they don't really know
each
other.
I've never seen that before.
What?
I have really...
When they twerking and they're slapping
all
the girls.
Oh, yeah, slapping
come
each other.
Come on.
I mean, but like, you do that at a strip club, too.
Yeah, but those women are signed not up stripper. For that. They signed up for that. You know what I mean? It comes
heard
with
you,
that.
Heard you.
With that in the disclosure.
It comes
disclosure.
With the territory. I get it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But regular chicks in the club twerking. Another girl's go slap that ass is not
I've
right
never
neither.
Touched a stranger's ass. I don't even... touch my friend. I mean, I guess it depends what friends. Like, there's friends that I've had for years and they're at this point like family, and like we'll slap each other on the butt like, oh, your jeans look nice now. Or even my fam, you know, we're mad touchy-feely with each other, like we're constantly squeezing each other's
not the guys are very
first of all, you know,
like,
I think it's a culture thing,
sort of like, you know, you play baseball and you know
that's
you
what I'm saying.
And
you slap
them in
the
ass.
But I also remember being in high school and like guys like punching each other in the nuts. What was that about?
Well, that's just kids being kids.
Yeah, see, that's
I never found a joy in slapping or punching another dude's nuts.
Yeah, that's,
you know, because it's
painful.
It is painful.
That is painful.
You know,
so I've heard, because I don't have balls, so I don't know.
It's definitely painful. It's
so going back to double standards. I think there's definitely a double standards, but we could say that about a lot of things, not only being touched, but definitely I feel like men, it's easier to sexually object. It's more like a joke, like ha ha.
You know, because men don't look at it as you're being objectified. You know, which you are, but, you know, for example, you don't hear men getting raped as much
as
women.
Yeah, that's true. Because they don't think it's rape.
It happens more often than you think. You know, and it's crazy because a man can't go out to someone and say, oh, she raped me.
Yeah.
Because what they're going to say, ha, 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 your dick got hard, right?
Rape you?
You know, but it happens.
It happens, yeah. There's definitely a double standard, though. I think, too, that... it just is all involved with sexism, you know? We teach our girls to be, like, afraid of men. Like, watch out for guys. I remember before when my grandmother first found out I had a boyfriend, the first thing she told me was, don't let him touch you. And she was pointing to my boobs and, like, you know, my butt. And she was like, don't let him touch you there. He can kiss you, but don't let him touch you. Like, I mean, little did she know that, you know, I was already out here thrusting. But...
Poor grandma. Grandma
and
was,
so, but yeah,
was
so we're,
thinking that you was a little angel. You was out here being a little devil. I told you the devil is a lie.
The devil is a lie, but we're not going to get into that. So, so I feel like we're always teaching girls constantly to be careful. Like, don't let guys touch you. Don't let guys touch you. But we don't teach the same thing to boys.
No. And this might come off sexist, but I'm not trying to be sexist. I believe that it's been that way because a woman's vagina is more sacred than a man's shaft.
First of all, why?
Seriously.
Why did you call it a shaft?
Because it's a shaft.
All right.
To be clear, it is a shaft.
It is a shaft, but you could have said penis. You could have said dick. Shaft?
Yeah.
Really? That's what you want to go with? Shaft?
Yeah.
The Shaft.
So basically, damn.
The vagina is sacred.
The vagina is sacred. Your parents are teaching you is to save it for that special person.
Right.
That is the key. Did I untie that knot?
Yeah, it makes sense. But we're talking about like touching each other here. I think that is inappropriate.
Because the touching leads to other things.
Not always.
No, 90% of the time it does.
That's crazy. That's really crazy.
When you was out there thrusting, you wasn't thrusting because you wasn't touching. You was touching before you thrust.
I mean, yeah, but we're talking about like people like coming up to you, like just touching you.
Oh, okay, okay. But
or like,
you know, you don't want just a random person touching you neither.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I think that the double standard is dumb because I don't think that anybody should be touching each other. It happens. You know, but
as the macho, you're supposed to protect yourself.
Right.
You're supposed to,
but that's,
don't touch me.
But that's the like, problem, you know, though, that there's a double standard that when a woman touches a man is not as severe as when a man touches a woman.
Yeah.
I want to know why.
Sexism.
It just doesn't
any
sense.
Look, I wish I could explain it a lot better.
I would never go up to a guy and like grab his junk
or his ass. Women do.
Have
you ever known a friend that went up to a guy and grabbed his package?
No, never.
Or heard of?
Mm-mm.
It happens because it happened to me.
That's crazy.
And, you know, it was a girl that I kind of didn't even know. But
no, sexual like, harassment.
Yeah,
it is.
It is. But, you know, in my head, you know what I mean? I was like,
ooh. You thought you was going to get in those jeans.
Things happen, you know, but you never expect that. So it's like,
yeah,
you
it's
know,
inappropriate all around.
And it's not right. I don't think anybody should go around touching anybody. Who was it that punched a girl because she grabbed his junk? I think it was Kevin Gates. Kicked the lady.
Kevin Gates is mad violent, though.
Yeah, but, you know. The girl did reach and grab his crotch, and
he was not about the double standard. He was like, do not touch me, period.
So she shouldn't have touched
him. Yeah, keep your hands. Moral of the story is keep your hands to yourself. There shouldn't be a double standard with this. Don't be going up to men, touching them, even though you're drunk and it's Cinco de Mayo and they're so hot.
Sounds like a personal story.
And their pecs are bulging through the t-shirt.
You see, like, I can never, even if, you know, a girl's in a club with everything
popping out.
Pow, like, pow, 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 boom, pow, like, pow, boom, boom. Holy, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
instrumental.
Like, busting through.
Like, and you just want to, you want to, like, in your mind, you're like, damn, I'm touching all over that. But. You know,
that's wild. You think like that?
Everybody thinks like that.
No,
I think everybody has those thoughts.
Like you just want to grab booties?
Yeah, but you don't do it. Obviously,
must be a guy thing.
You know, you don't go and grab somebody. You know that's where your human nature versus
common sense and like
common
decency.
Sense and decency come into place. Like, you know, what I mean? Don't go around and touch people. Like,
I guess I'll take that advice for myself too.
You know,
I shouldn't be. I mean, but to be fair, a lot of guys are doing the whole poppy thing and they got their
chest hairs,
hair. You know, I'm
fizzling out.
Grrr. Gotta touch the taco meat from time to time.
You hear the Chewbacca song.
But yeah, so keep your hands to yourself.
Yo.
Double standards. We have to stop them as a people. Don't touch women. Don't touch men. Keep your hands to yourself, period. No matter what sexual orientation, preference, keep your hands in your pockets and keep your dick in your pants.
And you know, you could think whatever you want in your head. Just don't act it.
Yeah, because that's kind of wild. Let us know how you feel. Write to us. Comment on this episode. Let us know how you feel about the double standards of when a woman touches a man inappropriately versus when a man touches a woman inappropriately.
So now that we spoke about people touching on each other, and, you know, one thing I want to talk about is approaching people at the club, at the grocery store,
anywhere,
at the library. Like, how are you approaching somebody? How would you want somebody to approach you?
Are you asking me personally?
Yeah,
or you're asking...
Yeah, like, what would be the perfect approach for someone to use to, you know, at least gain your attention?
How would I want to be approached? First of all, respectfully. Don't be grabbing me. Don't grab my arm. Don't grab the small of my back. Regina's favorite term. Don't keep your hands to yourself. Going back to the touching thing. Keep your hands to yourself. You know, hi, hello. My name is so-and-so. Give me your first name. Kind of like that guy, that DJ at Flawless's listening party. He said, hi, I'm Daryl. you know, and he left it open to whatever it is that, you know, that needs to be talked about. It doesn't matter who you are. I think the correct way to approach me in any way is to just put your hand out. Hi, my name is so-and-so. And you are? Word. Christina, all right, cool. What are you doing here tonight? Oh, you know, I'm just here with my friends. You know, you put the cute voice on. And it goes from there.
There is a cute voice that women put
on. Yeah, I think everyone, you know, when you call and you're talking
you
to a significant.
The eyes.
No, that's you, light skin mode.
Do you squint the eyes? Do you? Hello.
No, yes. I think everybody, when they're talking to somebody they like, I don't want to, you know, only say straight, lesbian, whoever you are. You're talking to your significant other. You change your tone. You do, hey, what you doing? Oh, you know, just going out. You know? But we're talking about approach. That's a whole nother...
That's interesting. We got to talk about that.
Okay, we'll talk about that after. So the approach. Yeah, just be respectful and be ready to have a conversation. I hate when guys come up to me and they're like, oh, but you got a man? Like, that's not the way to approach a woman. Like, because if I have a man, you'll find out the right way, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't come up to me. That's not a pickup line. Ask me to take me to the bar.
I thought that was...
No, I don't trust drinks given to me. Say, hey, you want
to... No, obviously you don't want a drink just handed
to me. Yeah, take me to the bar. Let's go to the bar. Let's talk by the bar. I'll take a drink. Yes, okay. I will. Who am I to turn down a free drink? Not Christina. Not I, okay. Said the cat.
I mean, I think...
Conversation.
I always say this. If a man invites, you receive.
First of all, don't receive everything a man gives you, okay? Because men are out here offering their shaft, and you don't need to take a shaft from everybody. So I think that
when I mean a man gives, you receive. I mean, like, you know, if he's offering
like presents,
you lunch,
and stuff. Yeah.
Presents and stuff like that. Who are you to turn
okay,
it down?
But we're
like,
talking
you know,
about
he's
approach.
Offering it for free.
So I think the correct way to approach a woman or me, because you asked me, is to start a conversation. Now, on social media, it's a little different. There's this new thing on Messenger that when you add someone as a friend on Facebook, you have the option to wave at them in the Messenger. Don't wave
sneaky,
at me to get my
sneaky,
attention.
Sneaky.
This is the same thing as the poke. Just hit me up. Hey, you know, just be...
Hey, new friend.
Yeah. That's so corny.
Nah.
Hold on. Let me finish. You ask me the question, you won't even let me answer.
Yeah, my bad.
So,
my bad.
Yeah. So, I think women just want to be talked. Like, that's what we do with our friends all day. We just talk. Like, it's that simple. There's no science to it. Hey, how you doing? How's your
day?
No, trust me, there's not a science to it. And you know what? The fact that you think that there's a science to it just makes it more complicated. It's not that complicated to get to know somebody. It's not.
It's not. But you know when...
Don't slide in my DMs with a wink. That's one. I've had that happen. Don't slide in the DMs with the eggplant. Because that's, you're getting blocked now. Or if you see a picture, comment, send it back to me. Like, ooh, this picture's lit. You know? I'll be like, ooh, thanks.
Hey,
it's
guys,
a little slit conversation
guys,
about
you're
me.
You're trying to get with Christina.
We want you to talk about us. That's what we want. We want you to flatter us. Because then we'll get the hint that you like us or that you think we're attractive or whatever the case may be. But don't be lame. Don't beat around the bush. Straightforward. Hey, I think you're cute.
That does not always work.
It doesn't always work because I may not always be interested. But if the girl is interested, it's going to work.
You're right.
Hey,
but,
what's up?
But
my
not
name
always,
is,
you know.
For example, I've been getting random friend requests from guys all over, of course, because of the podcast, I'm sure. And none of them will slide in my DMs. They just want to look at my pictures and that's fine. But this one particular person, I'm not going to say their name, waved at me on Messenger.
He was like, bye.
I wrote LOL because I know you're trying to get my attention. So I'm going to give you the attention to see what you do with it now. Now I'm putting the ball in your court now. I gave you what you wanted. Now what? The man couldn't hold a conversation longer than 2 minutes. That's how I know he's a dub.
That's terrible.
It's terrible. It's literally just conversation. That's it.
You know, that is one of my biggest fear. Not being able to hold a conversation.
It's terrible.
With someone that I like.
Right. I mean, because it doesn't mean that you're hitting me up because you want to marry me or you want to be my boyfriend right away. But in order to like chill with somebody, you need to be able to talk to them. If you can't talk to them through internet or when you first meet them, then it's never gonna work. In my case.
That is one of my biggest fears. Not being able to hold a conversation with someone. If I can't hold the conversation, I can't hold anything out.
Okay. Yeah, there's you can't build a relationship with this person. There's nothing there. Exactly.
So therefore, whether it goes into something further than that, it's always just going to be that because I can't hold that connection. Exactly. There's no connection. So therefore, even if we, like, I end up, like, talking to the girl for 3-4 months and things happen here and there, like, it's not but something that, also, that I'm going to hold near and dear.
Exactly, but that also involves a conversation. Like, you need to talk about, be straightforward. You know, I really think you're pretty. I don't know you, so I can't say I like you. Don't say you like me because it's a lie. You don't know me, so you don't like me. Conversation, period. That's just my answer. Like, that's it for everything. To approach a woman, just be real, straightforward, and be ready to have a conversation. That's it. Simple. That's no science. Cool. How would you like to be approached?
I mean, I like to be approached like this. Like, hey, how are you doing? How was your day?
Conversations. Simple. Oh, you see? Simple. It goes both ways.
But, you know, then if you talk about things I like, cars, Marvel, like you already got in that bag.
Hold
like
on. That's where the finessing comes in. Ladies, I'm dropping gems this episode. To get to a man's heart, you got to snoop through all his social media, all his pages, find out what he likes, and just talk about everything he likes.
He's and one thing, like, do damn. Not bring a relationship or who's this girl.
I mean, that's weird, though, to bring that up.
I'm like, next.
You've had that? Like, people approach you like...
Yeah, so even people that I dated, like, they'll bring up a past person, and I'll be like, why? Why?
I mean, I'm not one to say you shouldn't, because I think that, especially if you're going to be serious with the person, that they should know about your past.
Okay, I'm cool with that. Just for, like, but just pushing. Know that's my past. I'm not trying to... look back to it. Like, I'll talk to you about it, but you know what I mean, once you start, like,
but from
in the beginning when you start trying to find out too much, it's like,
yeah, okay, in the beginning the most, is weird.
I'm all set. Like, you're pushing me away.
But from a woman's perspective, I think that, I mean, and this could be, you know, part of this whole sexism thing, we're constantly feeling like, I don't think we really feel this way. I think it's unconsciously we feel like we're competing with your past, or we want to know,
don't feel that way,
or we want to know, like, what kind of women you're into, to know if we're, like, okay, matching.
That's
that.
Fair, but you shouldn't feel that way just because of this. I'm already giving you the attention, so right. If I'm already giving you that attention,
we know that niggas give attention every day, B, and they don't really mean it. For example, like, if you have a crazy baby mom, I need to know that.
That'll come up with time. You see, I don't have no...
I need to know, because what if we're chilling, having this session that you just slid in my DMs to have, and your baby mom's knocking out my window? That hasn't happened to me, but I'm saying, for example...
Wow. That's spicy.
It's real life. I'm sure that's happened to somebody. Like, who's this bitch? Get out the car. No,
hey,
I got to fight. Like,
hey, Roger, who is this
Roger? Roger.
I just picked the name out of the hat.
Now I got to fight. But I feel like there's just things that you have to say.
Then her,
like,
sister, baby D, comes out. And
it gets crazy. So, yeah, I think those things aren't necessary to talk about. And we're adults. What is there to hide?
But, I mean, for me, it's that simple. Just talk about something I like. Don't try to investigate too much.
Yeah, get some women are crazy.
You know, try... Like, if you're trying to find out at least by me. Don't try to ask other people.
Right, because there's ways to ask.
Yeah, I hate when people go around to ask people. Because the thing is, if you listen to what other people got to say, it might not be the real thing.
Of course, it's not
the
real
thing. So get it from the source, which
is me.
You
got to get the organic tea.
Exactly. Let me tell you. And then it's your choice to, you know, approve or disapprove.
Right.
You know, if you don't think I'm genuine... That's on you. You know, if you like what I say, you know, it's on you. But at the end of the day, don't go investigating things that don't need to be investigated without asking me. Ask me. Feel free.
Being
I don't know why people, like, you know what I mean? Instead of just asking a question, they rather find out from other sources that might not be credible.
Yeah, but the thing is that they're just beating around the bush because they don't think you'll tell the truth.
You see, there's already a trust issue there. Exactly. If you can't trust me from the jump, you're never gonna trust me.
Within yourself. So you shouldn't even be approaching nobody if that's how you feel.
Exactly.
So, but I feel like being approached in 2018 is so much different from like when we were younger.
Yo, back then, I could just write a little letter to somebody. Do you like me? Yes or no? It was so simple.
It was so simple. You know, or you rolled up your number in a piece of paper and like...
You know, or even you know how one girl, and this is like maybe late elementary, middle school, got my number with the number thing where they did the paper mache.
Yes, with the finger and the...
Yeah, and like yeah, they, and you she choose got the me color, like that.
And then you open it up. That's like, so cute.
You know, and then you know how it said, is there somebody that likes you? Mm-hmm. And then she was like, I like you too. And you know, and
I mean, but that's when you're younger. You know, that's I'm talking love, about as adults.
But it gets so complicated as
it
adults.
Just doesn't need to be that complicated though.
But it becomes that complicated.
Yeah, but it's
doing it
to yourself.
It's not only that, it's just life experience brings you to these places, to these extremes where you're not, because nobody, at the end of the day, we're all human. We don't want to get hurt. So we're trying ways not to get hurt. And we're, you know, looking for new avenues at the same time. But once we see that red flag, we're like, next curb. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm like that all the way. Like,
I think
once you start giving me red flags, I'm running away from you.
A red flag, though, too, especially is like if you seen me at an event, at a party, at a club or whatever, and you didn't approach me right then and there. And now you search for me on social media to slide in my DMs like, oh, I saw you at the club yesterday. Lame. Or you see like someone who you see like, you know, because Providence is small and you bump into the same person more than once. So you have plenty of opportunities to see this person. You don't say what up to me in real life, but you'll wait till like late night, 3 a.m. to slide in my... That's lame. Do it right then and there. The nerves, everything. Work it out. Do what you gotta do.
You know, but... Sometimes straightforward doesn't work. It just doesn't.
No, if it doesn't work on that person, then that person's not, it's not for you. You're not compatible. And that's it. You move on. There's plenty of fish
in
the sea.
Or maybe it's just not the right time.
Whatever.
You know,
whatever it is.
Sometimes a no can be a yes.
Yeah, but would you rather fail an approach being fake or being real?
For me, personally, I'm not trying to be anybody else, you know.
Okay, but I'm saying, would you rather fail an approach being fake or being real?
I'd rather be real.
Exactly. So why not be straightforward? Because
at the end of the day, and not to brag, but you are the one missing out. You know,
and everybody should feel like that.
And you know, to all the ladies that are listening to this, I like to throw that in.
It's cuffing season. He's just trying to build up his list. Don't let him play you.
Nah. Listen. You know, at the end of the day, if you reject me or anything, I'm cool with it. You know, I'm cool with it. That's why. But I presented the real me at all times, so I'm cool with it. That's why I'm cool with it. You know, so for me, I'm looking at it like it's your loss at the end of the day. Go keep playing around with these fuckboys.
Oh, God, here we
go. I'll keep it moving.
So, yeah.
Seriously.
In 2018, it is confusing. You know, times are moving fast and changing fast. Yo,
we are evolving. Now just changing,
and you know, there's different ways to. There's apps now where you can find people. You don't even have to leave your house.
Sometimes those apps are that good because.
Hey man, I've seen some things.
I know a few people that I know actually got married off like Tinder and stuff.
Because you know, I think it's such a not a stigma. It's taboo. These apps are taboo, and I think. I think it's messed up to like judge people who use these apps but I just think that they're looking for other ways.
Yeah, some people don't
real
have
life
the,
didn't work.
Some people just don't have the time to.
Some people don't meet have people. The time. That's true.
You know, and it's hard to meet people. Back, you know, a lot of people that meet in school and you know date for a long time, they met in school.
Right.
But when you are in a work like you're working, you know, your everyday life, you don't run into people that you might actually like.
Right. In school, you know? There's like, it's people like you.
So Tinder and I think Bumblebee.
POF.
POF might be in a different category.
Why?
From what I've heard. I've heard
what have you heard about POF?
That's a website where you just go in. It's more for hookups. then
I mean, but you know, but you have the option.
Yeah, obviously. So like, but you know, I think these apps give that opportunity that's missing to these people.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and I think it's less of people to make fun of those people, you know, because they have to go on those websites.
Yeah, I don't judge people who are on those things like that.
Because everybody, at the end of the day, we're all human. We're all looking for someone to love us. I don't care
that shouldn't be the
who
focus.
You are, what you're into. We all want love in our life. We all want that someone to look at us like we're the best thing that ever happened to them.
Yeah, and vice versa.
And there's nothing to be ashamed of if you have to go on anywhere.
But I feel like it should be used as a tool to meet people in real life. You know, I think like it's giving you the chance to take these relationships beyond the app. Mm-hmm. I think people get caught up in online dating and they don't know how to like socialize in real life and like date in real life. So I think that you should
ask to go on a date in real life.
Exactly. So go on Tinder, like who you like, go on POF, like who you like, collect these digits and make real connections.
You know, in this, and I always talk about Black Mirror, but it always brings me to it when we talk about like things like
this. The liking and the
I don't know, did you watch the episode where
I haven't watched any episode
where they have this like so they have this like machine that tells them who they're dating and how
long
we've
seen that at Regina's house. Yeah, but I only seen a little bit of it.
So basically, you know,
it tells you who to date, when to date them, and how long you're gonna date them for.
Exactly. So right now we are starting to see that.
Yeah, it's real. You know, it's like,
it's becoming a real thing where, you know, you can, I think it's Tinder or POF. I don't know. I'm not too sure of it. But they have a compatibility test. If you're compatible or not.
Yeah, but
it would just only pair you with those people.
Also, these dating apps, some of them cost money. Like Tinder, if you pay a monthly subscription, there's like more of a chance for people to like land on your picture. Like you can pay for extra likes and like extra swipes. Like it gets crazy.
They got to make
money
So
that's
somehow.
What I'm saying. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
They're playing that friend in high school that was like, hey, this is my friend.
Yeah,
you know, they're playing that person.
But that's why I think that these apps should just be used as tools, just like all the other apps that we're so addicted to. Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, they should
be used only, as tools,
yeah,
not,
or extension to something, you know.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be used
all in moderation.
Exactly. You know, with that said, it's just, yo,
be real, have a conversation. That's it. Simple. You heard it from a man's perspective and you heard it from a woman's perspective.
Don't approach me looking at my car. Oh, you got a nice car, because I'm just gonna
you
shut
already
it down.
Know she's a choppy choppy.
Yeah, I'm shutting it down. No, seriously, like, you know what I mean, as soon as you mention my car or like, oh, that's a really nice car, like no, that's not the way to approach me. Don't approach me on
a material things
because I'm way so much deeper than just what you see on the outside.
Right.
You know.
Was that a small flex?
Yeah, that was.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Just making sure.
But you know, a flex with class.
Okay, for sure.
And just be honest with what you want. Ladies, I think that's one thing ladies don't do. You know, if you just want the shaft, say you want the shaft. You know, if you want a long-term thing, say you want a long-term thing.
But sometimes when you say you just want the shaft, it ruins the game.
Yeah, but I prefer it that way, just because of the thing that I don't want to, you know, I want to be on the same page at all times. Communicate with me. Tell me what you really want, you know.
So, tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
If you have to sing it, if you have to... Look, even if you have to say it on text me. Let me know. Keep me in the know.
I think that's another problem I have with like being approached and like the whole texting thing. People don't know how to hold a conversation on the phone, but they're so like either like lovey-dovey
animated
or like extra, like so full of character through text. But when you see them in real life, they're dry.
And it's
like, bro, what happened? Like, you had this really good conversation at 12 a.m. last night.
We talk about that all the time. Like, people that you know, when they're on Instagram, they're so lit.
Right.
And when you're chilling with them, they're like, like, you know what I mean?
So I guess the pointers are, keep it real, be ready for a conversation, have an open conversation, and just be honest. And keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, that's a big,
a big one. Let us know how you feel. Comment. Shout out to, we have a new follower. I just guess we're jumping into shout outs. We have a new follower who's from the Gum Entertainment. He's been working on music for a long time. He's been at Spaka's lineup twice, I think, if I'm not mistaken. He'll correct me. He listened to our wrap up Not Wrap It Up, our wrap-up series. If you haven't heard that, go check that out. That's a series that Ruben and a new co-host, Wendell, shout out to Wendell, happy birthday, Wendy, and myself will be doing, we'll be strictly talking about straight hip-hop. And so check that out if you haven't. So shout out to Gum Entertainment, who left comments and was very involved in our episode. Shout out to Flawless, who has a free event at FET this Saturday, August 4th. Doors open at 8. Show starts at 9 p.m. The lineup is Cam Bells, Sky Jones, and The Incredible Flawless, hosted by Maddie V from This Is The Plug.
Shout out to them.
Free cover. I mean, no cover.
No cover.
No cover.
So there's no excuses. No there's cover. No excuse.
His album just came out, 24/7. It's check pretty it good. It's tonight, Wednesday, if you're listening to this on a Wednesday,
August 1st.
August 1st, damn.
It's the first of the month. Wake up.
So August 1st at AS220, that's on Empire Street, the Daily Know My Favorite Boys are hosting a poetry night. It was really dope last time. Chachi came through and spit some bars. John Hope did a comedy bit, which is crazy. All I'm right. mad I missed that. Yeah. So they're doing it again tonight, if you're listening to this, Wednesday, August 1st.
Shout outs to Luigi.
That starts Louis at 8 p.m. That's a $5 cover, which is chump change. You spend that on gum.
Seriously.
So go out, come out, support the locals. If you're out of state and you're listening, we appreciate you. Come to Prov and see what it's all about. We're lit out here, and I'm not just saying that.
And thank you for listening. Make sure, and this is where I'm gonna plug my thing in, I am doing a weekly playlist exclusively on Apple Music. I'm doing 10 songs every Friday.
Okay,
it's under Bands List. But I'm going to give you a playlist that you could bang from beginning
from
to end.
From start to finish.
Yeah.
You like, heard you know, it here first.
And you know, if I apologize if you don't like one of the songs, but I'm pretty sure you'll like 5 of the 10 songs.
That's not bad, 50%. You know,
and I'm making it nice, sweet, and short. That way you can go through the whole list and get back to me. Let me know. Bands List. Exclusively.
We're going to hold you to that. So you got to drop one this Friday.
Oh, it's already made, baby. It's already made. It's ready to go.
So look out for that link. It'll be
Hashtag Bands List on Apple Music. You know, with time, I will eventually put it on other platforms as well.
So look out for Bands List.
And like always, please like, share, and subscribe.
Are you going to end it without Pass Me the Aux?
Oh, damn. You see, I was so amped up about the playlist.
That's crazy.
The playlist is serious, though. Damn.
Pass me the aux.
I feel bad because I just skipped over it.
It's okay. You know, it's fine. So we're here about now, the playlist, though. But we're here
but
now.
But it's my favorite time of the episode. Pass me the aux, baby. What you got for Pass Me the Aux?
Today, you know, I'm not going to lie. I wanted to choose another Drake song because I've been listening to that album.
And I mean, Regina's not here, so I think we could throw in
an extra one.
An extra one, yeah. It'll be cool.
But I've been listening to R&B heavy. Like, there's so many amazing artists. There's her, there's Sir, there's Sid, him. The Internet, there's him, there's Daniel Caesar. There's
1111.
There's Childish Gambino, who is my pick of the week. Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino. Genre is R&B-ish. Pop, I would say. The vibe is, it's breezy. It feels like a drink, like, outside of, like, Federal Hill somewhere, and, like, you're just chilling.
The wind
or, like,
blowing through your hair.
Maybe you lit
the
one
taco
up.
Meat
ew.
Kind of,
you're ruining you my vibe. Maybe you lit one up real quick, and you're just outside chilling. That's what the vibe on this song is. So, Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino is my pick of the week. Vince?
My pick of the week is gonna be Lullaby by Belly.
Belly. Whew, he's nice. Yo, genre just, is?
It's hip-hop. It's, I don't know how to
describe it. The vibe.
It's more like you gotta feel the song. It's like he's talking about personal stuff. For some reason, like, the song, like, hits me heavy. You know, I
is
feel
it up-tempo,
like,
or is it, like,
it's more,
it's like a steady head bop, like a slow head bop.
Like, yeah, like more like a, is somber a good way to explain something?
Yeah, somber. That's
like
a good word.
Like, it's very,
it's conscious.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? And just the beat, the way the beat melts into the lyrics, and it just
melts.
It's my favorite way to explain explain music.
So, but you have an extra one?
So it's Lullaby by Belly.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, an extra one. I do have an extra one. It's not an English song.
It's a Spanish song. Let it out,
and
papi.
It's by Giovanni Polanco.
Woo!
Pero Dime.
Okay.
That song is just...
It's a banger.
It's a banger. I don't care if you don't speak Spanish.
Genre is típico.
Típico, but
AKA
it's...
merengue for those.
It's, And it's just the vibe is real. Like, you feel it.
You feel mad Dominican?
Like, I just want to pull out a guira and just... I don't even know how to play it that well, but I just want to pull it out of thin air and just...
Yeah.
You
know?
It's
a good time.
So that's the extra pick of the week.
Word. I like that.
And that's it for Pass Me the Aux.
Boom. So look out for Banz's playlist on Fridays. Hold him to it, you know?
Every
Friday.
If
you're looking forward to it and he doesn't put it up, wave at him on Facebook Messenger.
Don't wave at me. Don't wave at me.
Poke him on Facebook.
Don't poke me.
Slide in his DMs.
Don't send me no wet emojis.
Ooh, ew.
No. After you hear the playlist, you can send those.
Wow.
After.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
After.
Rape culture. You're...
No, but seriously, like, comment on the playlist. Like, you know, download it, bump it in your cars. Tell a friend to tell a friend that you're listening to the Banz list.
Mm-hmm. And we have our fall... I know Banz hates that we consider them seasons, but we have our fall season coming up at the end of September. So email us at sparkuppodcast@gmail.com if you have any topic suggestions. Make them good, hefty topics that we can, like, have a actual conversation on. Not like a yes or no or like a quick answer question. I mean, but, or if you have questions, we could use those for the question of the day. Or if you have questions about us and what we do, don't forget to share, like
and subscribe and tell a friend to tell a friend. And make sure you slide into the comments and drop something.
Drop something.
An emoji, a comment, tag somebody.
Anything. Hey, this is Christina. Thank you for listening to Spark Up PVD. You can check us out on all social media at Spark Up PVD. Check out our website at www.sparkuppodcast.com.